Our scripture today will be from the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 36 to 43. Let's pray before we read this. Dear Lord, we thank you for your glorious word that you share freely with us in our lives. We thank you for your holy scripture. And we ask for your blessing as we read this together. We pray that your spirit reigns within our hearts, our lives, that they might be open to receive your word as you desire us to. And again, we ask for your mercy and your grace to be upon the preaching of your word, that it too may be blessed by you and used for your glory. For we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Acts 9, chapter 36, verse 43. Hear now God's word. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydia was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please come at once." Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter then sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. People stayed in Joppa for some time with Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This scripture here I'm going to read for you. Ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Be the hands and feet of God. How many of you had heard this scripture before? It's from the book of 2 Romans, chapter 4, verse 3. Now, 2 Romans doesn't exist. There is no 2 Romans. This is not scripture at all. This doesn't exist in the Bible anywhere, in fact. But it's one of those things that we hear a lot, and we kind of take it to mean scripture. For us, it's very... How many of you heard the phrase, "What would Jesus do?" Right? It was a big to-do in, late 90s, early 2000s, I think. How many of you owned a WWJD bracelet? Yeah? And I wore it proudly on this hand, in fact, and I thought myself very Christian because I wore WWJD bracelet. Right around that time, they also had a bracelet that said frog. Anyone have a frog bracelet? Fully relying on God. I heard that one. Oh, well. Good thing I picked WWJD then. You wouldn't know that one. It came from a book called In His Steps by Sheldon. Maybe Sheldon was the last name. You know which one I'm talking about? You remember his name? I don't know. It's over there, actually. You're welcome to read it. And the other phrase that we have here, be the hands and feet of God, or actually how we normally hear it is be the hands and feet of Jesus. That's what the church is supposed to be the hands and feet of Jesus. I know we've heard this phrase before. I've said it before. It too is not scripture. It's not in the Bible anywhere. That Paul nor Jesus says, be the hands and feet of me. You know, that's not in there. And it doesn't diminish its truth any. Same with... ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Again, it's a very important phrase. When we ask ourselves, what would Jesus do? Jesus would do what is right. He would love those who are around him, give his life, help those the best that he can, share the love of God, and be a reflection of God his Father. And those are all things, again, that we should do. And again, being the hands and feet of Christ all through the Gospels and through Paul, it leans upon heavily that as a church we should serve. Now, both of these scriptures, both of these sayings are backed fully by important scripture. And the one that comes to my mind is, as Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples, he, in the book of John, washed their feet. Remember that? Jesus washed his disciples' feet. And then he said to them, after he told them someone would betray him, he said, "A new commandment I give to you." Do you remember what that new commandment is? To love one another. Now that is scripture. Love one another as I have loved you, and in this people will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. What would Jesus do? Love one another. How do we be the hands and feet of Jesus? We love one another. In fact, as I think about these phrases and this phrase, love one another, you know, being a Christian is an awfully physical in endeavor. It's an endeavor that is full of action. Being a Christian is not just a sitting around and doing nothing kind of lifestyle. We're told to serve one another and love one another, to live for one another, to be involved in each other's life. This is all these things take energy. Now, there are times where sitting around and doing nothing is quite important too. But that sitting around and doing nothing is praying to God, meditating upon God's Word, doing devotions. These two are quite important to the life of a Christian. And whenever you do action, whenever you love one another, be the hands and feet of Jesus. Ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Whenever there's action involved in our lives, there's always consequence to those actions. There's always a reaction to those action. When one plants seeds, something always grows. The life that we live is often shown by the fruit that is produced. Again, this is in the Bible too. Paul talks about the fruits of the Spirit. When we live, we show to others what that life looks like, and people see that. Remember that it was in and then it was out. That's okay. It's not important. Must be. So the life that we live shows action. As Peter went to Joppa and with the house of Lydia, Tabitha. Tabitha means gazelle, just if you have a good Bible, you know, trivia thing. Dorcas, the Greek form of Tabitha, also means gazelle. Again, a little trivia there. As she was in the house and dead, laying in the upstairs room, the widows gathered around Peter, and what did they show Peter? The fruits of her actions. They show Peter the clothes that she made. They show Peter the robes that she made. Peter heard the stories about the life that she lived, which was a good life that she used to help those around her and help the homeless. Tabitha's desire to follow God bore fruit in the service that she did to love those who were around her. She took seriously the commandment that Jesus had gave his disciples to love one another. I have been given a blessing in my life, which is a desire to hear the stories of others. And I love hearing your stories. It's one of my favorite parts in life. And in that regard, then, it sounds weird to say, but I love funerals. Because not in few other places are the stories of others shared so readily than at a funeral service. And I get to meet people that I wish I knew because of the lives that they lived and how they lived those lives. I get to see the results of their love staring me in the face by those who showed up and are crying for the person who has passed. Because the person that they've lost is someone who's deeply important to them. And I appreciate seeing that. because what I see is the fruits of God's love in their life. The fruits of the actions that they've taken, the results of that love. Now, those results don't have to come after we pass in this world. But the way that we love and the way that we live in this world bear results. Now, sometimes we mess up. And sometimes we are not perfect. And the fruit that we bear is spoiled. But praise be to God that He gives us a chance to do it again. To do it again through His love and to share fruit which is good. On this Mother's Day, we celebrate a person in our lives, whether it be our biological mother or another woman in our life who was as mother to us, who showed us what it means to love in a way that bore fruit in our lives, that her love helped us to grow into the person who we are today. All love shows action. All love requires action, and all action shows some sort of reaction. I pray that as Christ has showed us to love one another, and as Tabitha's life was to love one another in such a way that changed people's lives, that we too as a church and as individuals seek to do the same. But to do it boldly. To share love with those who are around us. In such a way that they know that they are loved and that God loves them dearly. On this Mother's Day, I pray that we reflect on Christ's love in our life and how that love has shown us what it means to love one another. And I praise God for that. Leave you with this benediction today. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace and happy Mother's Day. Amen and amen.